The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to the Energetic Toy Box with Julia Stubbe and Carol Lee Schloth. The Energetic Toy Box starts out with guided imagery, with the basic healing elements of space, love, and joy. As we move deeper, you'll be introduced or reintroduced to alternative and holistic healing. And in each show, you'll come away with the desire to explore tools that you can use in your daily life. Now, here are your hosts, Julia and Carol Lee.
Hello, and welcome to the Energetic Toy Box. I'm your host, Julia Stubbe, joined today with my co-host, Carol Lee Schloth, and we thank you for being here. We are so grateful and appreciate each and every one of you for tuning in and listening live today, or if you are listening to the recording at another time, we appreciate you as well. Each week, we start out with a guided imagery to set the space with love and joy. We will then open the Energetic Toy Box and explore the fundamentals of the metaphysical world. Today, Carol Lee and I will be exploring the power of our thoughts. Okay, so let's just start this hour off with some guided imagery by taking a few deep breaths. And I invite you to play along using your imagination. Take one nice deep breath in through the mouth. Hold the breath. And when you're ready, blow it out through your mouth as if you're blowing out a candle, releasing all the stress of the day. Relax your shoulders. Now take another breath. Once more, in through your nose. Hold the breath. And out through your mouth. For those of you who are in a safe place, please feel free to close your eyes to enhance the experience. For those who are driving or operating equipment, let's keep your eyes wide open. Now, let's bring your attention to your heart space. Let your heart fill with love and gratitude and expand. Just feel that expansion of love and gratitude in your heart space. Now let's send that love and gratitude up from our heart, up through our throat, through our crown, to the angelic realms as high as we can reach at this time. And remembering that we get 10 times of what we sent, now we receive that immense love and gratitude back from the angelic realms, expanding our heart even more. Feel that love and gratitude in your heart space, filling you with peace and joy. Now, imagine that love radiating from your heart, surrounding Mother Earth. Imagine that love touching all the beings of the planet. Animal beings, human beings, plant beings. Let's take another breath. And take notice a path off to your right that leads to a beautiful garden of roses. You follow the path through the rose garden, noticing roses of many colors. Ruby red roses. Vibrant orange roses. You take notice the butterflies fluttering around the top of your head, fluttering from flower to flower. You think you might even see a fairy in there. Wow, how beautiful is this garden? Roses the color of yellow sunshine. The greenery around you is so lush, and you take in the sounds of the birds chirping. The fragrance of the roses is intoxicating, filling your senses, your nostrils with beautiful scents of all the different roses. You continue along the path, and you take notice to roses of indigo blue and deep violet. Off to your left, you notice a clearing where two beautiful women are getting ready to open the energetic toy box. You sit back and relax as you listen to see what they have discovered. And when you're ready, come back in your bodies. So, listeners, I am so excited. I have a new co-host, Carolee Schloth, and she's going to join us each week to explore the toys in the energetic toy box. Carolee is an empowerment teacher helping others to identify and take action on their soul plans, and she's also an intuitive channel. And she offers individual healing sessions, and she leads worldwide retreats. She just got back from Sedona, I believe, this week. And as many listeners know, she's been a guest on the Energetic Toy Box, and we've explored topics such as light bodies, ascension, and mirrors. So I want to welcome Carolee, as today we explore the power of our thoughts. Hi, Carolee.
Hi, Julia. It's really exciting to be here, and particularly with this topic, because this is an empowerment topic. If you really get this, you can really make what you want in your life to manifest forward for you. So I'm excited to be part of this with you.
And I, like I said, I'm really grateful for you to be my co-host now and to share in this journey with me. I just love the way Spirit works and brought us together, because you're up in Pennsylvania and I'm down here in Florida, and we're here on the airways talking together and sharing this experience. So back to a power of our thoughts. We create with our thoughts. And one of the things I do is I work with intentions. I'm a big fan of Tony Burrows, and it's like, you know, I intend that I can get onto a highway free and easy, with ease and grace. So be it as done as done. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I use that for parking spaces and all kinds of things in my life. So tell me a little bit more of what your feeling is for the power of our thoughts and how you work with them.
So intentions, I use intentions all the time, because if I don't use intention, then anything scattered could happen. So when I wake up in the morning, I start my day with intentions, how I want that day to unfold. So I will set a large intention usually. And then throughout the day, I'm using intentions, because thought creates our reality. And so what I say as the master comes forward in my life. So I do have a really fun story that just happened yesterday about intentions that I'd like to share. When I was away on my retreat, when you go away on a retreat, particularly to parts of the world where the energies are high, such as Sedona, where the vortexes are and where ley lines within Earth have a higher vibration than what's typical, you tend to come home in a higher vibration, particularly if you were doing spiritual work. So my husband said to me, "Wow, you feel different." He said, "You feel like you're at a higher level than me, and I feel like I can't connect with you." And I said, "Wow, what are you going to do about that?" And he goes, "I don't know." And I said, "Well, why don't you set the intention with your higher self that you will come to the vibration that I am?" Now, we have no idea how that's going to unfold, because he's male and he's on a different path than me, but we set that intention and let it go. And then yesterday, which was a day later from setting that intention, the two of us were up on the boardwalk where I am right now. And we were standing there, and we were both looking at a girl who was talking to a man. And the energy around them was very dense, and she looked upset and sad, and the man looked like he was mad. And we were both staring at her, and suddenly everything went still for about 20 seconds, and then the energy shifted, and they were both in this light and laughing. And my husband turned to me and he said, "Carolee, what just happened? I don't understand." And I started laughing, because I knew we shifted dimensions. I knew we went from a lower 3 third dimensional to a upper third dimensional level, and everything changed. The people were acting different. There was a person right by me who said to me, "Wow, I'm really sorry that I didn't follow through on what I just said to you." And my husband looked at me, he's like, "This is crazy." And I said, "Yeah, but you asked. You asked to understand something so that it could come forward for us." So he got to see something in his mental body that he never understood, which validated a lot of the things that I teach. So he was then believing more. He was believing about the power of thought because he saw this in front of him. So it's really exciting that you set an intention and you have no idea how it's going to unfold. Just get out of the way and let spirit assist you.
And that's the key, is to get out of our way, because if we have it in our mind what this is supposed to look like, we really limit ourselves.
Yeah, and that's what we tend to do as humans. We tend to define it because it's all that we know.
Yeah, so we have a couple minutes before break, so I wanted to go over some ideas of how do you get out of your own way? How do you let it go that you don't have this preconceived notion? Are there some tools that you do? I know for when I'm doing a healing session, it's like it's really important for me to get out of my own way. So I'll bring in spirit and I'll let the energy work through me and facilitate. And it's like, well, if I start getting in my head, I start thinking about things like, well, maybe I could do an ice cream sundae with, you know, hot fudge and black raspberry ice cream. So I'm not in the moment of, oh, I'm doing this healing session. And then I let the energy flow through me. So what are some tools that you use to get out of your own way?
My biggest is I try not to think. So I'm literally playing a lot when I'm driving and when I'm in the shower and when I'm walking around. I try not to think. And the moment I begin to think about something negative, I stop it. I'm really aware of this. It's something that I have set an intention about in my life. And I'll literally do kind of what you just said. I'll stop thinking about what it is I'm upset about and I'll move into something different to think about that's positive so that I'm not in that vibration and creating something more negative about what I may be worrying or having anxiety about.
Yeah, so if we think about something that's fun, like I love to paint. I mean, painting is something I love to do. So I'll either think about my paintings and just ask spirit to work with my paintings and show me what they want to do, or I actually paint and just get out of my way that way, because when I'm painting, I'm just in the moment of painting.
Yeah, and another thing that I would do is quite similar is meditate. I'll just stop what I'm doing and start connecting to earth and sky and just let energies fill my body so that I'm not thinking, that I'm feeling instead of thinking.
And that comes, and our feeling comes not in our head, but from our heart center. You know,
yes.
It's like we really want to feel with our heart and feel that love that spirit has to give us and just say, spirit, you know, just show me what you want. And sometimes we don't get the answers right away, and that's okay. But just to be in that quiet space, it really helps me, because when I meditate, it's like I just love to be in that quiet space and listen to what spirit has to show, because it's just sometimes it's just so profound, and it's like, wow, where did that come from? And I know it wasn't from my mind, because my mind doesn't have that capacity sometimes. It has, it tries to stay in that simple range, but like, wow, just wow. Anyway, so staying in our heart center is really important, and getting out of our head and just maybe finding that quiet place or thinking about something that brings us joy. That would be other ways to get out of our way. So got 2 minutes before the break. So what else?
Thing that I like to do is, you had just spoken about when you're looking for an answer from your higher self, from spirit, and you ask a question and you don't get the answer right away. And so then I call it, I'm watching my world. I'm watching for symbols and signs and things that people say to get those answers. And you have to get your thinking out of the way or you'll miss them. So you're literally walking along and you see a bird, and if you're thinking and you're all in your mental body, you're not going to notice the color of the bird, the message that this bird's giving you in that moment, which is how spirit unfolds for us.
So I saw a comic today that said, it was like, it's like when the guy was telling about, oh, you did have a good life, you were just too busy looking at your phone, you know, so you miss so much of your life. You know, if you're in your head thinking or you're just talking about something else, but if you can just look at nature and enjoy nature, there's a lot of signs out there, even signs, we should talk about brother. That would be a sign, confirmation. We can talk about him after the break if you want. But yeah, so anyway, speaking of breaks, we're going to take a short break, and I want to thank everyone for tuning into the Energetic Toy Box, and we'll be right back after this commercial break. Thank you.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Julia Stubbe is a visionary artist whose artwork is a magical process of transformation and creation from a space of pure heart. Pulling inspiration from every oracle and being as they surround her, she captures the very essence of their spirit from within. Her art is an extraordinary expression of the inherent beauty of life. And by gifting yourself or a loved one an original piece of art by Julia, you are nurturing and honoring your entire being. Visit her website at www.wellnesstreasures.com today. When experiencing a transformation and empowerment session with Julia, you will clear energy blocks and limitations, opening your life up to limitless possibilities. Find out more about Julia and the services she offers at www.wellnesstreasures.com. Find out information about upcoming classes and workshops, as well as links to Julia's artwork. There is much more at www.wellnesstreasures.com. Visit today. Use promo code ANGEL15 to save $15 on your first session.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
You are enjoying the Energetic Toy Box. Julia and Carol Lee would love to hear from you with any questions or comments about the show. Send your emails to julia@wellnesstreasures.com. That's julia@wellnesstreasures.com. Now, back to the Energetic Toy Box.
Welcome back to the Energetic Toy Box. I'm your host, Julia Stubbe, with my co-host, Carol Lee Schloth, and we are exploring the power of our thoughts. On break, Carol Lee and I were discussing the anxiety of doing the radio show, because it's like we still get a little anxious, and this is Carol Lee's first time as actually being a co-host. So, Carol Lee, you want to talk to me about what you did with that anxiety and how that all transformed based on your thoughts?
Yeah, so about an hour ago, I was sitting outside, and I was like, what am I feeling? And I'm like, oh, I'm having anxiety about the show. And the feeling around me was dense. And the thoughts were, oh, what if we don't know what to say? What if there's a break or something? And I went, whoa, stop these thoughts. And I stopped the thoughts, and then I just began to think of the intentions of the show will flow easily, we will be connected to the listeners, the words will come. And as I did that, the energy all around me shifted, and I could feel that dimensional shift. And that is what my husband saw the day before, and that is what's so powerful about thought. You literally can change the reality around you by exactly what you're thinking.
Right. So if you're in a negative situation, it's like, and you feed into that negativity, that adds more energy to that vibration. Whereas if you take that negativity or that angst and you shift it around to something positive, the whole thought process shifts your vibration, shifts the energy around you, and in turn shifts your reality. I mean, I do that all the time, because I'll be in a place and it's like, and I have to catch myself because I don't want to fall into that negativity, because there's negativity around all of us all the time, and we can either feed into it or we can say, oh, I'm not going to play this game. I'm going to be positive about this, and I'm going to take whatever's positive and be happy and be kind and be loving in this situation. So that's what I like to do and practice in my daily life.
I like that, and I've often told many of my students and clients that when you're watching television or the news and they bring up an event such as the earthquake that just occurred, or where I live, there was a train that derailed, and every time you turn the news on, you see all these very sad, fearful stories. And instead of watching that and adding to that, we can just step back and we can open our hearts and send love to all the people that may be affected by that, and not talk about it and keep adding this negative fear, anxiety, energy to it.
Right, and I agree. And then that's another thing on social media. When people share those negative or those fearful events, they're just feeding that energy of the fearful thought. So when I come across something like that, it's like I try not to participate in it, or if I do, I just put love and light in the comments, because I don't want to
I don't want to share stuff like that. I want to share things that are positive and uplifting and make people feel good about themselves and feel hopeful and joyful.
Yes, and thoughts are energy, and that's what many of us do not understand. Everything is energy. And so if you have a dense thought, that's what you're adding to. You're adding energy to the anxiety and dense thoughts. And if you can control your thoughts and stay in light and have light thoughts, you're actually adding to that energy.
Yeah, and they call that positive mind energy in quantum physics and the vibration. Some of our listeners might not understand what vibration means. So can you maybe delve into that a little bit of what our vibration is and how that changes and shifts?
Yeah, so if we think of everything as energy and we think of electrons running around the atom, okay, everything boils down to the neutron and the electron and the proton. It's all the same. So we're all universally one, but what makes everything look different to us and separate is vibration. So that the chair you're sitting on has a denser vibration than your actual body, so they look separate. You with me here?
I'm with you. I got it.
Okay, and so the faster something spins, the higher vibration it is. So that thoughts are a higher vibration than our physical body because we can't see them. So they're moving quicker, but they're there and they're real. And they feed into that whole energetic bed of energy. And so it's vibration that makes things look different. And the denser the vibration, the heavier it is. So people actually have vibrations. So you can meet somebody who's very angry and maybe sad, and their vibration's denser than somebody who tends to be joyful and laugh a lot. And I'm sure, Julia, when you walk into the presence of people, since you're empathic and sensitive, you can feel people's different vibrations.
Exactly. And love has a higher vibration than hate does or fear does. So when we're in that place of love, not only are we raising our vibration, but we're raising the vibration around us and of the planet. So our thoughts actually have an effect on the planet and the people around us. And we don't have to say a word. It's just our thoughts are having that power. So to remember that you have that power to create that profound higher vibration in this moment of now is really pretty awesome.
Yeah, and what a lot of people don't know is that the angelic realm, which is the angelic beings that hold love and hold that vibration of light, are ready to feed us with that energy. So anytime that I sit still and I ask my higher self and the angels to bring me joy or bring me love or bring me peace, literally those electrons of that high vibration come down into my bodies, into my energetic fields, and raise my vibration. So that's a nice tool that people can use. Just get your thoughts out of the way.
It's all about asking, and that goes back to us asking the divine and asking the angels, because they really, really want to help us. So to ask the angels for that energy or for that, for love, for peace, for joy, is something they're just waiting to do, and they just want to be asked for us to do it, for them to do it.
Yes. And as that energy comes down to you, you will shift out of that negative dimension that you were in and move into a higher dimension to create more joy and ease and peace in your life.
So there's the seven universal laws, and one of them is the law of mentality or mentalism. Can you want to explore that a little bit?
Yeah, so many of us here on Earth do not know or understand the universal laws because we're not taught them in school. But the law of mentalism, these laws are real, and they're occurring whether we believe or understand them or not. And this law is that everything we see and experience in our physical reality, in our physical world, has its origins in the invisible mental realm. So it's literally saying that your thoughts create your reality. And our thoughts can be conscious or unconscious or part of the superconsciousness of all that is. And so what's deep inside me in my unconscious is creating my reality along with the conscious thoughts that I have. And so people could be thinking, listeners could be thinking, wow, well, I can control my conscious thoughts, but what am I supposed to do with these unconscious thoughts? How do I change my unconscious thoughts if I don't even know what they are? And that's where we can begin to ask our higher selves to show us those unconscious thoughts. I think it was a couple months ago I was here with you, Julia, talking about mirrors, so that everything in our reality is mirroring to us our unconscious and conscious thoughts. So you can look at what's happening in your life and see what your beliefs are. So that if you never have any money, we then have a belief that we're not good enough to have money or that we don't know how to create money. And we can ask our higher self to give us clues to what those thoughts are so that we can release them and change them. This universal consciousness that we have around the planet manifests everything. It comes from the one, the source, the creator, and we're part of that universal consciousness. So we're just a different degree of it. So our reality is full manifestation of our thoughts, conscious and unconscious.
And since we're all connected, you know, every one of us is connected, and so our thoughts affect everyone else, because, and the more a mass that's of thinking, so the more of us that can think positive thoughts, I believe would create more positive thoughts in others, because it would just like be like a little tidal wave or a little ripple effect, keeping those thoughts going and going. Whereas if we feed into the fear, we have the same effect in on the other scale.
Yeah, and we can feel it too. If you walk into the presence of someone and they're angry or upset with you and they're not saying it, they're just thinking it, you can still feel it. And we know it.
And like sometimes we'll say, well, what's wrong? Nothing. Nothing's wrong. But you do, you know something's wrong, or when they ask, how are you doing? Fine. You know, and it could either be in their tone of voice or it's just in their body language, but that you can still feel that underlying presence of anger or fear or animosity. So when you come across that, what I do is I just do what I call a heart link, and I send love. I connect with the angels with love, and then I send that love to that person in that situation, because it's like they're not really ready to speak with me or tell me how they really feel. So I just want to send that love to them on a daily basis till they are ready, or, you know, until whatever transpires is supposed to transpire.
I love the heart link, Julia. I think it makes a huge difference when you're trying to engage somebody. Would you like to explain to our listeners how to do a heart link? And then I do have a fun story.
It's integrated energy therapy. Stephen Thayer, the center of being, he channeled this through Angel Ariel. And it's a lot with our visualization that we start at the beginning of the show, where we, you know, fill our heart with love and gratitude. And just let that fill up, and then we send that heart, that love and gratitude up through our throat, through our crown, to the angelic realm, to the highest frequency or vibration that we can reach at this time. And the angels are just loving all this, and they're going to send that love and gratitude back down through the crown, through your throat, into your heart, and expand that. And then you can send that love and gratitude out to particular people, situations, to the weather, to the planet. We had an incident when we were taking a class, and there was the fires in California, and there were the high winds. So as a group, we heart-linked and sent that love and gratitude to the winds. And within 2 hours or so, the winds had settled down so that they could actually work on the fire. So I thought that was pretty freaking amazing. I'm always, you know, amazed how spirit works with us, you know, and utilizes
us. It's always fun when you can see it, when you can experience it and see it.
Yeah, we don't always do that, and you just have to trust that something's happening somewhere. But when you can actually see the results, but it's like, so you don't know that when you're sending that love and gratitude to victims of an earthquake or the train derailment, how it's touching their lives in such a profound way. You just have to believe and trust it.
Yes.
And that's what I like. I do that. So anyway, we're heading to another break. So I want to thank everybody again for tuning into the Energetic Toy Box. And we will be right back after this commercial break. Thanks again.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
When experiencing a transformation and empowerment session with Julia, you will clear energy blocks and limitations, opening your life up to limitless possibilities. Find out more about Julia and the services she offers at www.wellnesstreasures.com. Find out information about upcoming classes and workshops, as well as links to Julia's artwork. There is much more at www.wellnesstreasures.com. Visit today. Use promo code ANGEL15 to save $15 on your first session. Julia Stubbe is a visionary artist whose artwork is a magical process of transformation and creation from a space of pure heart. Pulling inspiration from every oracle and being as they surround her, she captures the very essence of their spirit from within. Her art is an extraordinary expression of the inherent beauty of life, and by gifting yourself or a loved one an original piece of art by Julia, you are nurturing and honoring your entire being. Visit her website at www.wellnesstreasures.com today.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
You are enjoying the Energetic Toy Box. Julia and Carol Lee would love to hear from you with any questions or comments about the show. Send your emails to julia@wellnesstreasures.com. That's julia@wellnesstreasures.com. Now, back to the Energetic Toy Box.
Welcome back to the Energetic Toy Box. I'm your host, Julia Stubbe, with my co-host, Carol Lee Schloth, and we are exploring the power of our thoughts. And we just went through the HeartLink process, integrated energy therapy. And Carolee, you have a HeartLink story that you would like to share.
Yeah, years ago when I had first learned about the HeartLink, my sister-in-law called me and said, she was a teacher in a special needs classroom, and she said, do you think you could come over here and read during story hour because the person that was supposed to show up isn't coming? And I said, sure. And she said, well, I just have to warn you, this is the hardest class I ever have, and they're terrible during story hour, and they're not going to listen to the story, and it's not really going to be much fun for you, but could you please come and do it anyway? So I said, sure. And on the car ride over, I thought, well, I'm just going to do a HeartLink to all of the students in the class, and we'll just see what happens. So I did a HeartLink up to all the students in the class and the two teachers and myself and went in. And they listened to about three stories. And the two teachers came to me and they said, we've never seen anything like this. These children can barely get through one story, and you read three stories. And they were all quiet and eager and listening. And I just smiled inside. And it was beyond my control. This was spirit at its finest. And it was right there. And it showed me how powerful a HeartLink is. That we're literally connecting through love and not all that mental chatter that we have in our minds.
Yeah, I wanted, on an animal basis, when I adopted a feline, my cat down here, he had been abandoned and just emancipated, and they were really afraid that he wouldn't take to me as an owner, as his new parent, because he just didn't really trust people. And as soon as I knew I had permission that he was going to be adopted, I started heart-linking to him and sending him love. And when I got there, he came up and he was like, he sat on my lap, and he went and he was eating food right in back of me. He just knew that he was loved. And it was just like, wow. It's like, so the power of the HeartLink is, you know, you can't underestimate it or undervalue it, because it's really, it can work in all kinds of situations. So when we talk about that, we want to talk about the heart connection versus the brain. So do you want to give your thoughts on that? We'll talk about that a little bit, Carolee.
Yeah, so about 13,000 years ago, humanity cut off our heart connection, and we became mental. And it's very, the brain is very masculine, and the heart is very feminine, and we cut off our feminine connection of ourselves. And so now, in these new energies of this Aquarian age that we're in, that the Mayan calendar all speaks of, we are now reconnecting to our hearts, and we're beginning to feel that love coming from our heart and connecting with people through our hearts versus through our minds. And the ancient Egyptians knew this. When they would bury the pharaohs in the pyramids, they threw the brain out, but they kept the heart. because they knew the power of the heart. The heart is love. It is where all love comes through our bodies. And the heart connects the lower chakras to the upper chakras. It is the gateway of everything.
And that would make sense.
So
the heart chakra is the chakra right in the middle, chakra 4. So it does, yeah.
Yeah, and so we are all beginning, those that are working with their energy fields and are conscious of this are beginning to work with coming from the heart. And the heart is where everything is. When we meditate, we go deep within the heart, and that is where we connect with spirit. We're not connecting in our brains. We're connecting in our heart.
Okay, so one of the things that I would like to question is, when we're talking about our thoughts, sometimes it's like some of our thoughts aren't even our own because we're so sensitive to other people. So how can we determine if these thoughts that are coming through, you know, when we get fear coming through and these things hitting through us, what's an easy or a way that to determine whether these thoughts are even ours?
I love this topic because people don't know this. You can be walking along and feeling fine, and all of a sudden you have anxiety and you feel tired. It's not your stuff. You picked up in your energy fields other people's energy, other people's thought forms, other people's connections or cordings. And the only way to really understand this is to begin to set the intention with your higher self that you're going to feel energies and know the difference. This is a feeling thing. You become really conscious of how you feel all the time. And you begin to feel different. And then you're like, whoa, is this mine or not? And I would tell you that probably 95% of the time it's not yours. It's someone else's. One time I was in a audience, and my friend was sitting next to me, and she was about to go up on stage and sing, and I'm sitting there fine, and they began to introduce her, and her energy of anxiety shot through the roof, and it went right through me, and I was scared myself, but I knew it was hers, and I went, oh, so I just let it out of my body, and then I heart-linked with her and just kept giving her love, and of course, as soon as she started singing, she was fine, and I could feel her joy, but that's you have to become aware of how you feel. That's how you learn about this.
Right, and because I'm a firm believer that a lot of times it's like I'll walk into a store and it's like I get all these, you know, I mean, being an empath, that doesn't help because it's like you really pick up more and more such stuff, but it's really, really important to be aware of what is our own and own what is ours and let go of what is not.
So, yeah, and when you say let go, a lot of people don't know what that means. And so what that means, that's an intention there that I say to my higher self, I'm feeling all this energy on me that's not mine. Let's release it. And then the higher self will release that energy. I just get still, usually put a column of light around me, and I can literally feel the energy lifting off of me.
So it's connecting with our higher selves, connecting with spirit, and asking them to release these thought patterns that are not ours and let them go.
Yes.
And feel how, when I'm even just saying that, how lighter I feel, how I just feel so light when I say that, because it's like apparently I had some other people's stuff hanging on.
Yeah, and we don't often know. Many times my young adult children will come in and they will say, Mom, I got all this energy on me, it's not leaving, can I stand with you? And they'll stand next to me and we'll call in the calm of light and we both feel it leave at the same time. And they just start smiling and off we go. It's that simple.
Yeah, you don't have to complicate it. Keep it simple, because spirit's relationship it is divinely simple. It is, they really want to hear you ask for help or ask for assistance, and they're just waiting for that. They're just really literally waiting for us to ask. So anyway, the mind and the ego, there's some things with that. So ego will. I get patterns like it's like, oh, you're not good enough, or you can't do that. And that's ego. Ego isn't always saying, oh, I'm great, or I'm this. Ego will also undermine you and tell you that you aren't good enough for this, or you don't deserve that. So how do you deal with mind and the ego part of it?
Yeah, the ego is really the gatekeeper in this reality. It's the one that allows us to create. And so earlier when we spoke about getting it to be quiet, so I love my ego. I flood it with love. I flood it with light, and I help calm it down, and I help let it feel that it is love and that it is a part of me. And so I'm integrating it into my spirit. The more ego I am, the less spirit I am, the less soul I am. The more soul and spirit I am, the less ego I am. So there's this balance of getting the ego to become integrated with soul. Does that make sense, Julia?
Yeah, it makes sense to me. What I do sometimes if my ego is like really working at me, it's like I will ask ego to go in the other room and play and do something else while I meditate, so that ego has something to do and keep it busy. And it sounds profound to say that, but literally ego will go off and play somewhere else while I'm meditating so that I can connect closer with spirit.
Yeah, and ego is very mental. So it's all of our thoughts. It's a wonderful thing that you do in getting it to calm down, to allow the other energies to move through you.
So are there some exercises that we could give our listeners that maybe of how else? I mean, I tell my ego to go play in the other room, and you just send love to your ego. What other things could we suggest?
There was a period years ago where I had so much mental chatter that I used affirmations. I actually listened to affirmations. They would be a 20-minute segment that I would put on and listen to that would help repattern the brain. We have these programs that run through our mind that we've picked up from when we were children, and particularly the young child and the adolescent, as well as from past lives. And so in order to facilitate changing those beliefs, affirmations can be a really strong, powerful tool for us. And you can just say affirmations to yourself, or you can go online and find affirmations that you can purchase.
Yeah, and some of the affirmations are very simple, like, I am love, I am peaceful, I am joyful, and just reiterate those thoughts. What are some of your favorite affirmations that you like to use?
Yeah, there was a segment I did that was on love, and then there was a segment that I did on self-esteem. So they were just the kind of things that you were saying, that I am strong, that I am powerful, that I can make change, that others love me, that I love others, that I am love. And you just keep repeating these to yourself, and they literally do change your reality.
Right,
your
and
mental
you don't
body
have to say
calms
them,
down.
You don't have to say them out loud. You can just say them as a thought process.
Yeah, and I have friends that write affirmations on their cars, on their mirrors, anywhere, so that it reminds them.
So every time, like if you get those little sticky notes and you put it on, so every time you open the refrigerator or you go look in the mirror and comb your hair, it's like you see the affirmation and it just keeps the process going.
Yeah, I have a friend who always says, I love and approve of myself. It's a beautiful affirmation. I love and approve of myself for everything that I do. I love and approve of myself.
Okay, so we're kind of coming up for a break soon. Is there anything else you want to talk about on the mind and the ego that we have been covered?
Yeah, hypnosis is another tool. I recently went to a class on being hypnotized to enjoy exercise, because I don't always enjoy exercise. I talk myself out of it. And it was a beautiful meditation. It was a hypnosis meditation that made a difference. And it made exercising feel more joyful and more light. And so really all that is reprogramming the mental body.
So we have hypnosis, that's a possible, and affirmations can be almost a sense of hypnosis as well, I would think, that you could actually listen to affirmations, and it's also a way of programming the mind or reprogramming the mind.
Yes, and it's simply that mental body calming down and that mental body having new thoughts, because thoughts create.
So when you find something that's negative, we want to just shift it, and from what I understand, the universe doesn't recognize the word no. So it's like, I don't want to do this. It's actually, you want to turn that, I don't want to do this, to, I want to do this. I want to be this, or I am this, instead of saying, you know, and go from there and change it into a positive. I mean, that's the way intentions are as well, that the universe doesn't recognize the negative. Anyway, we're going to talk more. We can talk more about that after the break. So I want to thank everybody again for tuning in, and we'll be right back after this commercial break. Thank you.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Julia Stubbe is a visionary artist whose artwork is a magical process of transformation and creation from a space of pure heart. Pulling inspiration from every oracle and being as they surround her, she captures the very essence of their spirit from within. Her art is an extraordinary expression of the inherent beauty of life. And by gifting yourself or a loved one an original piece of art by Julia, you are nurturing and honoring your entire being. Visit her website at www.wellnesstreasures.com today. When experiencing a transformation and empowerment session with Julia, you will clear energy blocks and limitations, opening your life up to limitless possibilities. Find out more about Julia and the services she offers at www.wellnesstreasures.com. Find out information about upcoming classes and workshops, as well as links to Julia's artwork. There is much more at www.wellnesstreasures.com. Visit today. Use promo code ANGEL15 to save $15 on your first session.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
You are enjoying the Energetic Toy Box. Julia and Carol Lee would love to hear from you with any questions or comments about the show. Send your emails to julia@wellnesstreasures.com. That's julia@wellnesstreasures.com. Now, back to the Energetic Toy Box.
Welcome back to the Energetic Toy Box. I'm your host, Julia Stubbe, with my co-host, Carol Lee Schloth, and we are exploring the power of our thoughts. And one of the things that I really wanted to share with our listeners is when I started doing this radio show, I had a lot of anxiety. I really did. And it's like Gary Douglas was a guest, and we did a pre-record, so it was like actually the second show I recorded. And he said, just have fun with it. And it's like, okay. So every time now when I do the show, I put the intention out there that it's going to be fun and joyful. I'm going to have a good time. And the listeners are going to get whatever nugget or ripple of information that they need at this time. And so when you and I are working together, Carol Lee, we just want to have fun. Girls just want to have fun, and that's our intention. And we put that out there.
Yeah, and I like that it's called the Toy Box because toys are fun.
Right. When I was trying to come up with the name, it's like, it was like the toolbox. I'm like, well, that still sounds like work to me. It's like I want it to be fun and playful, and we want to give toys that people, our listeners, can play with and just explore, just like a childlike way, and just have fun with it. So don't take it so seriously and just really come from a place of joy and fun. And just sometimes you have to laugh at yourself because, I mean, sometimes it's like, wow, what did I manifest here and what is this? And it's like, thank you, Spirit. And that comes into the thing of gratitude. So I wanted to really talk about and touch on gratitude because gratitude is so important in our thought process. So you want to go with that and share with your feelings on gratitude and how it affects us?
Yeah, gratitude is part of the universal laws. What we give out, we get back. And so when we thank Spirit and thank our higher self and the realms that assist us, they give us back 1,000-fold the energies of that love that we put out. And so gratitude is a powerful tool that we can use to really assist us in our lives. So if we are thanking Spirit for everything that happens, whether it's positive or negative, because the negative is just our interpretation of it. And if we got out of the way, a lot of the negative things turn into really huge positive things. It's just that we don't understand them in that moment. And so right. You can think, you know, you always talk to people and they say, well, I was late for work and I was so upset and I kept hitting every red light and I was cursing and I was so mad. But here, if I had gotten to work sooner, I may have been in this huge car accident that occurred. So we never know what our higher self is doing for us. And that's why we want to stop our mind from thinking those negative patterns, because it just interferes with what our higher self is trying to give us.
Right. It's like, to me, it's like if I listen to Spirit and I go a certain way and it's like, wow, I'm getting a train in front of me and I got to sit here for 10 minutes. I'm like, wow, I wonder what
you know, what's in store for me now or what I'll get to see that I wouldn't have seen if I wouldn't have had to wait. I might have missed something. And it's like, so I just am just so in awe and grateful for every moment. And instead of coming from an attitude of, oh, man, it's like, oh, wow, okay, this is cool. How many cars are on this train? And I'll count the cars on the train, or I'll look at the pictures on them like, oh, well, there's a sign. You know, what's that sign all about? You know, and just play with that energy while I'm waiting there, or go to a special place and do a little bit of, you know, visual imagery and take myself to a happy, real happy place.
Yeah, and it's truly about getting your mental body out of the way.
So I wanted to talk about false beliefs and programs, because as a child, we have a lot of things that we're told, because it's like, I know that I always felt that I was, anytime I would want something, I was told I was selfish. You know, I was a selfish being. And so it's like, wow, it's like I got to the point where I didn't even want to ask for anything because I was afraid I'd be considered selfish. You know, I would only ask for things that were really, really important to me. And as I grew up, I learned where that thought process and that program came from, and I released it. And it's like, wow, it's like I am a divine being, and it's okay. It's not selfish for me to ask for things or take care of myself first before I take care of others. It's okay to do that.
Yeah, and when you're little, everything gets locked into our bodies, and we're so susceptible to others' beliefs because we're in an alpha state when we're little of consciousness, and that is almost a programmable state. And so what someone says to us when we're little, it locks right in. And there's so many false beliefs that our parents, the school system, the government, the media tell us, but we believe it. And when there's many, many false beliefs around a topic, it becomes locked into us as a program. And programs are very strong, and we need to become aware of them in order to release them. So many of us on this planet have a program of scarcity and lack, that there's not enough. And when we become aware of that, we can begin to let that go. We're just taught so many things as we're little about that there's not enough, that you can't have, that you have to work really hard to get. And none of this is really true. It's false.
And also those programs, they're locked in our body, you know, in our mind. We can't always figure it out. Our mind has all that chatter in it, but our physical body actually holds those programs. So to recognize and find those blocks of those belief systems and release them, and we do it the same way that you release other people's thoughts, is we ask spirit, get in that column of light, and ask spirit and our higher selves to release that block of unworthiness or selfishness that's locked inside us.
Yeah, so an example would be, say your knee was bothering you. You could, usually if a knee is hurting, it means that you're not meeting your needs. And often women, we don't meet our own needs because we've been taught that we have to take care of everyone else. And so we're programmed to put other people ahead of us and not take care of ourselves. And then the body begins to show the problem to us. And then we do exactly what you just said, go in and start releasing it.
Right. So when there's something happening in your body, in your physical body, you can ask, okay, what can I learn from this? What is this message that this pain in my knee is to give me? And go to a quiet place and listen. And you might not even hear anything, but it's like, if this no longer serves me for my highest good, I ask that I release this pain and release this whatever is tied to that and work through it that way. And if you can't, you know, facilitate yourself, there's other facilitators who work with energy can help release that as well, like yourself or myself. We work with that all the time with our clients.
Yes. And also, Louise Hayes wrote a beautiful book on the physical body and the emotional connection to it. People can look up in there.
Yeah, it's an A to Z book. It goes through all the physical issues, and it says what you can do, and then there's an affirmation that can go with it as well. I love that book.
Yeah, that will assist you in this process. Yeah, so false beliefs build up and become programs, and we're just programmed with so many different false beliefs, and then they create our reality. So that's why you want to become aware of this, so you can start seeing what it is you're creating and go in and start releasing those programs.
So we just have a minute or so left. So is there any final thoughts you would like to share with our listeners?
Yeah, that the most important thing is that your thoughts have power, that you are a powerful being, and through your thoughts you can create different realities. And really understanding that and getting it so that you become aware of setting intentions daily and setting them right in that moment if you don't like what's occurring for you. You can literally shift out of the energy that you're in and move into a higher vibration and feel better and be in joy. It is our birthright to be in joy, to be happy, to be in love.
Well, I want to thank you, Carolee, for, you know, taking this adventure with me and being my co-host. And I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in and listening today on the Energetic Toy Box. Carolee and I both appreciate each and every one of you, and we're looking forward to sharing with you next week on the Energetic Toy Box when we explore reincarnation and past lives. So many blessings to all of you. Have a great week, and we'll see you next week.
And thanks for the fun, Julia.
Thank you, Carolee.
Thank you for tuning in this week to the Energetic Toy Box. Please join Julia and Carolee next Tuesday afternoon at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time, for another exploration on the Voice America 7th Wave channel. We hope you have an outstanding week.